independence was the best thing that happened to us. We all looked forward to it. We think that it started quite well, but somewhere along the line, we lost the way. In terms of when we started at independence, I think we had high hopes and everyone was optimistic, both internally and externally. We saw a lot of people return to Zimbabwe. We saw the ZimCode conference. We saw the talk of the leaders about forgiveness, about reconciliation, about building Zimbabwe as one. So that gave us high hope.
What went wrong, Ms. Dube?
I don't think it was perfect. I think for me, the greatest tragedy that first befell us was Gukurahundi. I feel that things could have been talked through. People could have worked together. There was no need to act at that level, really, especially considering the civilian population that perished within that. And I think that did erode a lot of goodwill. It created divisions within the country in terms of understanding. And some people felt that, yes, it was the right thing to do, and started bringing up historical issues which were necessary. But I think it wasn't a war situation. War was declared on civilians in the end. In effect, that's what happened. In terms of development, I think we again experienced skewed development. There was skewed development in Matabeleland, and the dissident issues were used to justify why there wasn't that level of development. So for the first 7 years, Matabeleland and the Midlands lost out, and we never got the time to catch up. And eventually, when the resources ran out for development, we were left worse off. We're trying to use a colonial infrastructure, a colonial system, a colonial setup to meet an independent Zimbabwe. And 35 years on, that is just not workable, it's just not tenable, and it's not producing results. In fact, we are regressing.
So now, when we look at issues that are a little bit personal, do you think that one day you go back home?
I don't think I'll go back home. I know that I'll go back home. It's the timing that will determine when I go home. There should be certain things that should happen, which I feel, in my view, would imbue me with confidence to want to return home.
What are those issues?
Yes, I think the first one is the respect of the rule of law. I think what needs to be fixed is the power and governance issues. People must feel free that they are part of Zimbabwe and that they can contribute without being labeled as traitors, as enemies.